Greetings, loved ones. The year is 2021 and your favorite podcast is back. It's been a while, but now we're here. So pull up a chair, forget about furlough and think of the glorious days of Irish League curry chips at halftime and last minute goals. Bliss. Artificial intelligence will one day run the Irish League, that is for certain. Until then, I'm sorry. I have to reintroduce you to the two biggest disappointments that I've ever met. Two failed footballers who can think of nothing better than force you to listen to their opinions and utter bleeped out word. I'm sorry. Love you, Andrew Davé.
Hello there.
How's it going? Host the waffle.
Hello, host. How's it going?
It's funny because this thing records straight in, so this is literally what's going to be on the podcast.
Oh, dear, help us all. Dear, help us all. Happy New Year.
Pretty good quality. Happy New Year to you too, 25 days later.
Doesn't matter. 11 months to Christmas.
A bit late to the party, but maybe you can tell us why.
Oh, I had my vaccine.
And what happened? I time traveled.
I suppose actually we probably haven't put a pod out in like over a month. So sorry, listeners. I was too busy getting married.
Yeah, congratulations, by the way.
It was nice, what a
wonderful day.
Oh, John, best day ever, wasn't it?
It's been over a month now.
No.
Congratulations. Month since Christmas as well.
I know. Great times. I'm so happy. Although I'm not really enjoying this lockdown, but I'm sure neither are the other wafflers out there.
How is married life then?
Well, very enjoyable. Would recommend. It's crazy because like we've got married, but then we've locked down. So I think our honeymoon is an internal honeymoon.
Okay.
but. Very, very enjoyable. I'm going out to work every day, so kind of just got back to a bit of normal life for me on the front line. Oh, right. And
that's true.
The wife is, she's working from home, so feeling a wee bit sorry for her because she doesn't get to see her mates or whatever. But
yeah,
like, a bit like yourself, John.
Yeah, I have no mates, so it's okay.
I suppose the question on everyone's lips is, how's mommy?
Oh dear. Yeah, good. It's good. We're all doing well. 25 weeks in.
No way.
Yeah, so I think the last time we spoke was probably, well, I don't know. Well, I mean, it was 4 weeks ago, so 21 weeks.
How many more weeks to go then?
I think, is it 15?
God willing. Oh my word, we're over the hump.
Could be wrong.
Quite literally.
If my biology doesn't fail me.
Well,
15 weeks.
Oh my goodness! How exciting!
Very exciting.
Also, I think we probably should talk, maybe about Bitcoin.
Yeah, we've been quite heavily. That's probably why I haven't really done a podcast, because we've been just up all night on the markets, keeping an eye on Bitcoin, all things Bitcoin.
If anyone is Bitcoin,
we're thinking of trading the waffle on the stock exchange.
My word, how can we do that? I'll do it.
I think you just go to New York and the stock exchange is there.
You just go to New York, send me to New York, send me to Los Angeles. but anyway, while we've been absent, and it's safe to say this is the first time we've ever done a podcast like this.
I feel like we've done it once before.
Let's not talk about that.
But this is strange. Obviously, the last podcast we done, it was before the lockdown, so we were socially distant but together. So yeah, it's strange. I mean, I'm just staring at an iPad screen now.
Much better than me.
Well, I was thinking that. I'm joking.
You're stuck in Carrick and I'm stuck in Lisburn, where it's about minus 11 degrees. It's the coldest place on earth.
It's only minus one here, so that's That's some jump.
Also, would like to shout out to the Lisburn Massive. Get involved. When are we going for a kickabout?
Who's that?
Show me around your city. Don't know.
You want people to show you about?
Yeah.
Listen, aren't you good friends with Tom McGuire? Doesn't he live there?
He does. I actually need to text him back. Got a lovely lovely message from him on the wedding day. Thanks for all the wedding day tweets and nice messages.
Yeah, incredible.
A lot of great people.
Some great followers. Some
some not so great.
All great followers is what I should be saying.
I think it's fair. Maybe we should talk about the Irish League. Although some clubs have still not played from the last time we spoke.
You know, I thought we were just going to go a completely new direction this year.
Bitcoin?
The Bitcoin waffle? To be fair, the waffle could be anything.
Who wants a bit?
You could decide right now just to change it. Right.
New Year's resolution.
No. Listen, how could I say such things? You were saying there about some of the teams maybe haven't played since we last spoke. Yeah, it's kind of weird. I seen a thing earlier. I think BBC Sport and I tweeted it.
Oh.
And it said Carrick Rangers have played 4 games in 77 days.
You should tweet Mourinho that.
What would he think?
He always complains.
Yeah, I might send it to Mourinho. I have his personal cell phone number.
What is it?
07-89-10-1.
Oh, that must be a saying. No, but poor Carrick. Carrick is just sitting at the bottom.
I know.
I suppose
it's. Go on ahead.
I was going to say there'll probably be quite a lot of that tonight, but in our last podcast ever, in the last one we did.
This is the last one ever.
We spoke, I think at length about the fixtures over Christmas, and then, all of them got cancelled.
Yep. Right. We done, the Boxing Day reductions and all, didn't we?
And we did, I remember we went, we did, and I think there was fixtures on, the 28th, and then there was also, or 29th, and then also New Year's Day. And none of them happened. Has the Irish League been, cancelled or something? Or postponed?
That's it. It's over.
Oh, right.
You've heard it here.
And now, it was great, obviously, on Saturday that there was some football back, but then the weather had it set.
Typical Northern Ireland, right? I mean, once the weather comes in, some of them grass pitches just aren't going to survive. It was like a winter wonderland, so you can understand why that one was off. I think Carrick's round was frozen, so Carrick Portadown was off. And then the late kickoff just wasn't going to survive down Moorview Park. Yeah. So, it's sad, it's unfortunate, but at least we got 3 games in. Do feel for the teams that haven't played in, a month, I guess, some of them.
I know. No, it's...
You know, and what it does to their momentum, to their fitness, to everything, really. It's obviously they're training and stuff still, so that's good, but it can't be good if you're trying to build a bit of momentum and get a bit of steam rolling, you know?
I know, and that's really what we've... I think that's what we've lost. I think it's a wee bit of a shame. On a side note, Ballymena have just announced the loan signing of teenager Ben Wiley from Celtic.
Right.
Ben Wiley, a big name with sort of the Northern Ireland under-21 setup. So big signing there. Sorry, I just actually logged on to our Twitter. Haven't been on in a while. Richard Valls likes one of our tweets. What a lad. I was just going to do a tweet, seeing this has been a while. Why don't you tell us about the latest results?
Give me 2 seconds. I just need to pause right there. Just give me 2 seconds.
Hello to everyone from Aware NI. We're the Depression Charity for Northern Ireland, and the Waffle has kindly asked us to share some information about the services that we offer. Our 25 support groups offer regular support for individuals experiencing mental health issues. We also offer a range of mental health and well-being programmes to individuals and organisations throughout the country. And if you'd like to get involved in one of our fundraising events, then there are plenty of those to choose from. So if you need some help and support with your mental health, visit www.aware-ni.org for full details of how we can help. Thank you.
Now we're back.
We're back, John. Are you okay over there?
Oh, all good. Sorry, just a bit of a had to bit do of something in the moment. I think the worst thing about this is that like I can't pause it, so that's why I had to be like very abrupt and be like, "Yeah, I need to stop this." So, yeah, listeners, sorry about that, but we're all good. We're ready to go. You were just asking me.
Not the IFA on the phone.
You've the IFA on the phone.
That's why you had to go, wasn't it?
Oh yeah, no, that was so urgent. Like they wanted me. I said no. I've got the Waffler on the line, so I can't.
The Waffler, Mick Waffler. talk to us about. There was a few unbelievable games that did go ahead on Saturday.
Yeah.
Linfield 6, 1-0, Crusaders 3, Larne 3, and Corian 2, Dungannon 0.
Yeah,
talk us through that.
Yeah, let me. I'm going to start at Seaview because game of the day, quite obviously, in my opinion. Yeah, a cracking game. And it was 12:30 on Sky. So you're kind of thinking, right, we've been here before, we've seen these games on Sky, and they've kind of disappointed. Especially that fixture. I think that fixture at Inver Park last season was on Sky, and it was 0-0. One of the worst games I've ever seen in my life. Certainly. Not a spectacle, but they made up for it on Saturday. An absolute cracking game. It all started off with Ronan Hale, you know, back at Seaview, absolutely fired one in from 35 yards out. Absolutely incredible strike.
Out of nowhere,
and he's beaten probably one of the best goalkeepers in the league in Doherty. You know, Doherty's no easy pass. Without saying. So yeah, he scored a brilliant goal there, and then not too long later, the Crews find themselves, or the Crews, Larne find themselves 2-0 through the wonderful Marty Donnelly free kick. I'm not sure if you've seen it, but he hit it so well. But here, fair play to Doherty as well, fantastic save. But you know, defence just were too slow to react. But Ronan Hale, he was at it on Saturday. Like he followed that ball in to make sure that it was going in the net, and he had it in for a second. So all things were going well for Larne. And then kind of, I would kind of say sort of, maybe kind of out of nothing again, the Crews sort of got themselves back into it. Although it was another fantastic goal from Jamie McGonigal this time. And Conor Devlin had no chance of saving it. It was just maybe the edge of the box, just into the top left-hand corner. A great strike from McGonigal. And I think that kind of, I don't know, it almost gave the Crews a bit of a boost, I think. I think half-time went in, 2-1, and it wasn't until the 78th minute that Chris Hegarty then made it 2-2. Now, there's a bit of debate around this goal. I think that Hegarty is maybe a bit offside, but I'm going to get to that in a second. Then, who else but Johnny McMurray? He's been great since he came back for Larne, came off the bench and I can't speak. Larne thought they'd won it. Three him. It was almost like a sly tackle goal. I kind of thought that was it. I kind of thought Larne have done it. They're going to just hold on here. But yeah, 88th minute, penalty to the Crews. I think it was the 88th. Penalty of the Crews, Ben Kennedy, who'd also just come on as a sub, put it into the net for the Crews, 3-8. I'm gonna say I feel like it was maybe a fair result. Now what I will say, there's a couple of things I want to say. VAR, I think it was Stephen Beacon, I think on Twitter, had sort of said VAR would have killed this game. I think he's absolutely bang on, because I feel like two of the Crews goals wouldn't have stood and Johnny McMurray's goal wouldn't have stood because there was maybe a foul in the build-up to that. So, listen, that kind of would have killed that game. I feel like a draw was probably fair given sort of some of the decisions that sort of weren't given or were given. I feel like both teams battled it out and gave us an absolute spectacle. So, I think it was a fair result all around. But what about your thoughts? Sorry, I rambled on a bit.
No, don't worry. It's a bit crazy that Larne ahead of Saturday had only conceded 6 goals. So they like trebled or what they conceded, you know. I don't even know what the math is in that. In one game. It shows how defensively strong they've been and that defensive line that they've built. which is very impressive. The crews, I think, have been we've maybe all a wee bit underestimated the amount of goals that they've actually been scoring so far this season. I think we've maybe mentioned it a couple of times, is how they've been a bit of a surprise package this year. Stephen Baxter said that nobody, what was it like? He said he felt like he'd got a new girlfriend or something.
That was at the start of the season.
Yeah, because nobody was bothering him or something. Or nobody was asking him about his girlfriend or something.
Fantastic quote.
Nearly as good as the Animal Farm quote from Sean Connor.
Yes. That's up there, though. That is up there. It's one of the best.
So I think before the game, both teams, I think, probably would have taken a draw. They've both been in very, very good form of late.
Yeah.
The real winners were the people watching the match. I think there was a lot of complaints on Twitter, and of like just people maybe in England or around the world who were watching, and just really were a bit confused as to why Sky had decided to put that game on at 12:30. And I honestly think, what an advert for the Irish League. What an advert, which is fantastic. So long may it continue.
That's what it's all about as well, you know. And I think I'm going to talk a little bit about, just want to briefly talk a little bit about Crusaders as well. I think a lot of people this season, probably maybe even including us, didn't really think they would be in a title race as such. I don't know if they will be come the end of the season, but they've been chugging along, rightly, you know. And they're keeping that pressure on. You know, I think it was maybe just before Christmas, we were like, Larne are going to win the league. I mean, that could still happen, but I feel like the Crews are up there, and I feel like their home form has been pretty good. They've been a bit of a force there. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see how the season plays on, or even, you know, when we get to that later, will it play on, or what's going to happen, you know? But I think a lot of people maybe overlooked them, including ourselves. I don't know what your thoughts are on that.
No, I'm happy enough to move on. Right.
No, move on then. Yeah.
Talk to us about, do you want to talk about the Linfield game? There's actually a really interesting, I don't know if you've seen it, like, I'm just, when you were speaking there, there's a really interesting, like, fact sheet that the BBC have put out, about, like, comparing the amount of goals that there've been, this year, like, with fans and without. And there's actually more goals per game without.
Which is crazy.
So when there's fans,
less pressure, maybe?
Yeah, which is quite cool.
Future of football.
Yeah, no, I know. Well, hopefully not. And have there been, more yellow cards when fans are there?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting as well. Anyway, with that Larne and Crusaders lunchtime draw, and see, to be honest, I would be more keen on some more lunchtime fixtures. I think that's quite cool.
Yeah.
It really, like, elongates. Yeah. I know there are the purists who want everything to be at 3:00, but, you know, why not the odd
midday? Yeah, why not one a week?
And look, one listen, a week? No, two a week.
Obviously, if you can't make this happen, it would be great if this could happen. Obviously, I don't know any of the logistics, but the BBC pick up a lunchtime kickoff plus a 5:30 kickoff. Listen, we're all loving it.
Ba 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 ba. The main winners on Saturday, I think we'll all agree, was Linfield, and they really stamped their authority back on the league. If anyone had been saying that Larne were the team to watch, or Crusaders, Ballymena, Coleraine, etc., were looking good, it was a reminder from David Healy's men that they're still about. 6-0.
What a second half performance. You know, I feel like, what has David Healy said at half time that has really got them going?
Have a guess. Incredible.
Score some goals.
And have fun,
yeah. Maybe he said have fun and then score some goals. It's hard to know, but those are sort of the things managers would say. How would I know that? But yeah, listen, big Andy Waterworth, 4 goals.
Mad.
You know, ridiculous. What a player. Jordan Stewart and Naziri, Navin Naziri, who came in for Joel Cooper the last minute due to a registration issue.
Yeah, very weird. That whole thing.
And actually, it was Carrick Rangers that highlighted the issue.
Yeah, Jordan Friday.
It was like Friday night or something. Yeah, so yeah, something's gone awry there. It's not great. Like, but hopefully that all got sorted. And yeah, at least Linfield were able to, you know, sort that out before it became a problem. And poor Cooper, though, you know.
I know.
I mean, it's the players that are losing out.
It does seem weird that what a big move coming back to the league. Although, can I say that I hate that he's wearing the 99 shirt? Who did?
Well, that's really. I remember texting you that, and you were like, "I hate that." And I was like, "Well, I think it's class."
Nah, I'm not about that at all. But I just think what a big name coming back into the league. Like, I think it's just a shame that somebody's job is to facilitate that has gone through and messed that up. Not that Linfield looked like they needed him on Saturday, because they steamrolled their way through Warren Point. I think maybe they had a point to prove after that Milltown defeat cut them quite hard.
And they certainly proved it. One thing I noticed about, it was maybe three or four of the goals, they all came down that right-hand side of the pitch, from Linfield in that second half. I think Kirk Millerton had 3 assists. You know, ridiculous. What a player.
He is unbelievable. He's just
unbelievable. Yeah, so, I mean, the goals themselves were good. One of my favourites, actually, was probably Waterworth's 4th, where he was sort of through on goal, and the ball was actually played through the middle to him. He sort of finished with the outside of his boot. It was such a lovely finish. But, you know, every goal was quality. I think Warren Point probably got a little bit stressed on that pitch, like a lot of teams do when they go to Windsor Park, and you know, with not playing a lot of football recently, it probably wasn't a great game for them to come back to. Because listen, they've been good. Warren Point have been good this season, and they've been very surprising to a lot of people. And they've put in some excellent performances. As I said, they beat Linfield at home, which was incredible. And they've had all their great performances throughout the season. So I think they'll. I think they'll pick themselves up from that. I don't think they'll dwell on that too much. I don't think they can. And I don't think they will, because I think Bagwell will remind them, listen, we're having a decent season here and we've pulled off some great results. So listen, just try and forget about it and move on.
Yeah. What was your take of the game?
Linfield game? No.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was a little bit... I mean, when the season was nil at half time, I kind of thought... I wasn't watching or anything, but when I was just sort of following the scores, I sort of thought to myself, I think our Warren Point maybe going to pull off another bit of a surprise here. And I sort of thought, I feel like Linfield will score one or two, but Warren Point will maybe keep things tight. When you look at sort of some of the times the goals came, I feel like it maybe was just a bit of fatigue probably kicking in more than anything for Warren Point as well. And listen, I'm not taking away from the quality of Linfield. You don't need me to take that away. You know how good they are. Everyone does. But yeah, the options Linfield have are scary. So yeah, I think when you're looking at 0-0 half time, you're thinking, can Warren Point get something here? I always sort of thought Linfield would have nicked it by a goal or two anyway. So yeah, I feel like they've obviously gone out very impressively.
And that puts Linfield 4 points clear at the top of the league. And they're looking pretty strong. They've got Cliftonville, obviously, on Tuesday night.
Tuesday.
I think this is maybe an opportunity when, obviously, Linfield have a bit more of an advantage playing at Windsor Park, that they can maybe get a few more games under their belt if, you know, there is bad weather or, you know, more COVID restrictions and stuff coming in, that this is maybe an opportunity for them to get more points under their belt. Mm-hmm. But that remains to be seen. Anyway, we'll come to fixtures. We'll maybe finish off the rest of January of fixtures once you talk to us about Corey and Dungannon, if you don't mind. 2-0.
Yeah, absolutely.
They didn't seem to miss Ben Docherty.
2-0. No, they didn't. Hopefully he's on the mend. Hopefully he's resting up well.
That elbow.
Yeah. Hope to get him back ASAP.
SAP.
SAP or whatever it is.
SOI.
But yeah, no, listen, 2-0. This is kind of another game where, I don't know, maybe I just think about things like this, but I sort of thought, this is the kind of game Dungannon could cause problems. And I think from You know, I'll be honest, I've only seen the goals, so I haven't seen too many of the highlights of this one. But from what I heard was that, you know, Tongana gave it a good go. And as we've already spoken about before, they've some good young talents. And they play some good football. But it wasn't to be on Saturday for them. I think Corey and Aaron Jarvis opened the scoring. It's a good header and ball. I think it was it Jimmy Clacken sort of put the ball in. It sort of took a bit of deflection, but it was a great headed finish to give the Barnsiders the lead. And it wasn't until the second half that Owen Bradley then got the second, but it was an absolutely incredible goal. Hit so well by Bradley. And, you know, it's that sort of quality that he gives you and he has. You know, you don't lose that, you know. He maybe hasn't been getting as many goals this season that you'd be expecting to, but, you know, 37, still doing the business. Absolutely fantastic finish. Certainly being our goal of the week, or goal of the weekend, I should say, for people to get voting on. But all in all, I think Korean fans obviously would be happy with that. But yeah, I don't think it's not a good result for Tongana. They haven't got anything out of the game, but to only lose 2-0 to that Korean side is pretty good, I think. Tongana have kind of been like a wee bit, I don't know what you think, but a wee bit like one point this season. They've had their moments. But yeah, I think like maybe they just, I don't know, when they come up against some of those bigger teams, maybe it just on occasion doesn't happen for them. But again, yeah, they're probably gonna just move on from that one quickly. And yeah, I mean, Saturday, I would imagine, I mean, it's hard when you're obviously you're not playing, so you don't know, but I'd imagine a lot of the players would have found it a wee bit weird on Saturday, you know, just with all the breaks that have happened. All the games are being postponed. You know, I know it was like 2 weeks. Well, for some teams it was 2 weeks, but for other teams, as you said, they haven't played since we last spoke on the podcast. So some of them still haven't. So like for them, maybe it was a bit strange. You know, they've only been sort of playing training games and stuff. So yeah, I don't know how they're feeling and stuff. But listen, whenever you're thinking, or maybe you were thinking, maybe you weren't thinking this, but. the games certainly didn't lack quality, you know. I mean, whenever there's been a pause or momentum's dropped, you know, you don't really know what to expect. But I think all the teams and all the players went out and gave it everything. And, you know, I know all the fans of the Irish League will appreciate what they've seen.
Yeah, 100%.
But I was just going to say, any more thoughts yourself on that game?
No. Instead, I was going to say one thing that has, I mean, this year hasn't been the way that we wanted it. And especially it's disappointing now, I suppose, with out being able to go to see the football and that to still be the case. But it's great the BBC are showing so many games live. And I think even before the end of this month, we've got another 3. And I know today it was announced that they're going to be streaming 10 games,
February to March,
which is excellent. Yeah. Which is excellent. And even Friday, 26th of February, Linfield Larn will be live on BBC. So, which is excellent. So, between Tuesdays, Saturdays, Friday nights, it's looking great for the fans.
Yeah, we are well entertained. You know, it's great that the BBC and Netball have got that sorted, because it's. You know, when you can't get to the games, it's appreciated, you know. And then, of course, all the clubs as well have done well to set up the, what's it called? Can't remember, 247.tv or whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know, the clubs have done well to get the ball rolling on that as well. You know, they're doing, as far as I know, they do it themselves and then they host it through this platform. So, you know, I've watched a few games through that myself and, they've been excellent, you know. And, shout out to the volunteers, shout out to the commentators, shout out to everyone doing things they're not used to. It's been excellent. So, yeah, love it.
100%. Well, obviously, this has been weird tonight, so thank you for putting up with us. We did get a couple of, like, questions.
I asked for questions, and you called me Chris Tarrant.
Yeah, I look down at my phone, like, sometimes when I'm in work, and... John's just asking for questions, so never from me, just from others. We should do our own question evening where we just ask each other questions. Yeah, I like it. Okay, I've got questions from, I think probably also you should maybe apologize to people because you make change, you ask questions for questions and then we never ask them. That's John's fault.
No, I think it's because there's so many questions flood in that we just don't have the time.
So you say. I've got Instagram, so you can go on Twitter.
I actually didn't ask any on Instagram. Did you put it out on Instagram? Did you?
I did. Oh, I thought man. For our younger, more hip followers, we are on Instagram.
Okay. Do you want me to ask you some Twitter ones then?
Yeah, I'll go Instagram first.
Okay.
Chris Bevs, when can we make changes to our fantasy football teams?
Chris, anytime you feel like you want to do it, you do it.
But the real answer that Chris is looking for there is we don't know. This is in reference to the Sunday Life, Chris Beverland, brother of Howard,
top of the league,
Sunday Life league. I think I'm ninth. Chris.
What a guy, brilliant guy.
Oh, Chris Bevs, legend.
I want his autograph.
Well, we don't know. I have contacted the Sunday Life directly, so when we have an answer, we will let you know. Also, we've got lots of questions on Instagram. Where will Jimmy Callagher go? This is obviously with the news that Jimmy Callagher's contract, I think, is running out. The 29-year-old Linfield defender.
Do you know what? It could go to any of the other, top six clubs quite easily, in my opinion.
But not the bottom six.
Well, it's in the contract.
Wouldn't fit in.
No, like, listen, he could go anywhere. He's quality. Why would you not want to keep him? That's what I would be asking. I think he's incredible.
Yeah. Lauren?
Lauren, Crusaders, Glenn Torn, dare I say it.
Back to where it began.
Listen, so many options.
How much of an impact will Rory Hale make at Cliftonville? Personally, huge. I think that he will play. We all know, remember the football that Institute played with under Paddy McLaughlin.
Yeah.
And for me, Rory Hale is one of the finest players for that in the Irish League. So it's a match made in heaven, my opinion.
Yeah, for me, I was incredibly surprised when I seen that he was leaving Crusaders. And he was sort of like, I can understand he wanted to leave. He wasn't getting enough football. Completely understand that. But for the club to just sort of not fight to keep him surprised me because he is one of the most talented midfielders in the league, in my opinion.
Those two questions are from Niffle News 21. Also asked, obviously, the news this week that Joe Gormley, very, very bad injury, wish him well, injured his elbow. I think he broke his elbow, am I right? In training,
right.
And it doesn't look like we'll be seeing him for a while. That, what do we think? Big impact for the Cliftonville team.
I mean, he's not been playing as much of late, and it's probably not been. I mean, it's probably not been his best season. But listen, I'm not saying. I mean, he's a quality player. Listen, fantastic striker. It'll be a miss in terms of what he can bring to a game. You know, Joe Gormley for me is the kind of player that nothing can be going for him again. All of a sudden, he scores an unbelievable goal, or he gets you the 3 points. You know, so yeah, I mean, it's a massive miss. Of course, it is. What do you think yourself?
Yeah, it's just a shame. It's just a shame. I'm gonna speed things up a wee bit, John, because
sure,
I think we're rambling on a wee bit, and also my phone's about to die, so that's the real reason.
grab your charger. I can keep talking here.
Don't know where it is. Mo Roddy asks, you must have asked this a while ago whenever John asked for questions. Sorry, Mo. With no start in sight, what does this mean for Championship clubs financially and what impact will this have on relegation from the top flight? I'll take the second half. You can take the first half. Relegation, there will be no relegation is as far as we're aware. If the Championship does not start, then there will be no relegation from the Premiership.
What was the first half again?
What does this mean for Championship clubs financially?
It's not great. I just hope that they get the support they need from the bodies that can provide it.
There we go. Okay, on to Twitter.
Okay, let me ask you some here. From at a Reds fan, can you see any fans back in stadiums by the end of the season?
I really hope so. I think It really is a shame.
Yeah.
But who knows? Once we all get a bit more vaccinated, I am vaccinated, so I could go.
The first podcaster in Northern Ireland to be vaccinated.
I would like is if Stato, whatever is listening, Marshall Gillespie. If Marshall Gillespie is listening, I would like to know if that is the case. But I really hope so. Maybe not the many that we thought, but hopefully in some respect we'll see people.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Hopefully, fingers crossed. Got another one here from Gordon Goff. Do you think it will be a 22 game league this season?
I have a few issues with this because it's not, if that is the case, which I do think it could be, it's not really a fair reflection because some teams will have played like two home games against one club.
Yeah.
So it's not really like a fair kind of reflection. I think
it kind of would have needed to be decided beforehand, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Well, were there not some sort of decisions made beforehand that there would be ramifications if 38 games weren't played? I'm not too sure. And also, I understand, like last year, obviously, with the problems at the Ballymena Showgrounds, they didn't play very many games at home, but that hasn't been the case. So there could have been the opportunity for teams to be played home and away when the fixture list came out. And yeah, maybe the IFA missed the ball on that, but I'm sure maybe, you know, that can be put into some sort of, if it goes to maybe a point per game system, maybe that could come into. Yep. But yeah, I don't know.
Got another one here for you. Adban side Archie. Last week of the transfer window, who goes where?
Flip. I mean, there's not really been too much happening this transfer window. Very early on, obviously, like there were a couple of moves. Rory Hale being maybe the biggest move, I think. Whatever, so everything's going on.
I think
I don't think we're going to see too many moves, unfortunately. I think with COVID, it kind of restricts a lot of movement. However, I love it. I would love something controversial to happen. I'd love like another Naziri kind of move. I know Kyle Lafferty's
Naziri back to the Glens.
That would be incredible. I mean, Kyle Lafferty, Lauren has been talked about. But I don't know. I mean, if it's a 22 game season for some clubs, that means, you know, there's only 7 or 8 more games. Yeah, so
you're probably planning for the summer more, aren't you?
Yeah, I think it'll be a lot easier in the summer. I think we'll see this summer, especially, a lot of movement, which is excellent.
What I will say is that last day of the transfer window, there's always something crazy happens. So,
yeah.
Your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
I will give you one more, will I?
Let's do one more and then I will say goodbye.
This one comes from at IrishWell83, Stuart Cherry. Should Irish Cup be delayed, played, and off in the summer like last season? What should happen with Championship and PIL seasons?
Right. So that was one question, was it?
Yeah.
I'll go Irish Cup. I think the Irish Cup, I would love it to be played. What is it, from the fifth round? So, you know, if that's the only opportunity, maybe the Championship players get to kick a ball this season, then, you know, what a great competition. You and I were very, very keen that the league would be paused.
Yeah.
And listen, we've no say whatsoever. That's just with two people who are awful and don't care. Well, don't really know enough. But yeah. I just think that, you know, if things had been paused until even to March, or April, you know, there's time enough then for the league to finish. Maybe it does run over the summer a bit, but does that mean fans will be in the stadium? Yes. Does that mean the Irish Cup? Yes. Does it mean maybe some championships can be played? Yes. And I know that there's been a lot, and I really do appreciate the effort that NIFL and the IFA have gone to for the games to kind of go ahead and players be tested and stuff, but for me, more testing means more positive results. Yeah. So hopefully that doesn't end up with more games cancelled. But we'll see.
Yeah.
Be positive.
That's it. You know, at least we're back and we've got some action again. And yeah, let's see what happens.
And we might do a waffle quiz. Who knows?
How's your battery looking?
pretty low, so I might say bye.
Okay. I was just going to ask you for some predictions, but listen, we'll not worry. We'll let the fans, we'll put it up tomorrow and let the fans or the followers get their predictions in for sure.
Love that. And also, any suggestions for how we could can better doing this? Because obviously we're not, this is not ideal for us whatsoever.
Hazmat suits.
But anyway, love to you all. And it is lovely to be back. Thanks again for your nice little messages. And we'll speak soon.
Yes. Good to speak to you and good to have all listeners back. So yeah, take care. Speak soon.